And that is, we're going to read verses 1 through 5 of Psalm 40. I'm just going to read it through without a comment. Then we're going to take just a few moments for you to read it personally. There's not going to be any talking. I'm not going to be talking, which may be earth-shattering, but I'm not going to be talking. You read through those five verses. We're just going to give a few moments of quietness for you to read through those five verses. Then I will make a few comments about the text, and then I'm going to read it one more time. And so we're going to be within the bounds of the 8 to 10 minutes that we usually use for a devotion, but then we're going to just let each other pray through this psalm. And there may be other things we pray for that are not in the psalm, or another passage of scripture you'd like to reference, or maybe you don't even reference anything at all. You just pray. But we love to just continue to develop the discipline of praying scripture back to the Lord. We've heard about it several times, even in some of the devotions lately. So Psalm 40 and verse 1. And this is actually a verse that Stephen and I read and prayed through this morning. There's even the first three words are striking words. So Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it, and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. So I have comments written, I have some things highlighted, but I'm going to give you just a few moments. Would you read back through these five verses? That fifth verse is longer than the other verses, but if you would read through these five verses and just ask the Lord how you could pray this back to Him, and we'll just take a few moments to read. So we can't take a long time, obviously, especially since if we have folks jumping on while we're quiet, they're going to wonder if their audio is working. But so I'll read this text, and then I'm going to get back to the text. Read this text, and then we can pray this text back to the Lord. By the way, just a couple comments. Just these first three words, I waited patiently. There's some intensity here. It's obviously a dependence on the Lord. I really even think that what we're doing in our, you know, over 400 days of praying is we're actually waiting patiently. We're dependent. It's not that we're tapping our thumbs or our feet, you know, well, you know, God wants you to get to it. Although that's not a bad thing. But we are dependent, and we're just waiting on the wisdom and the time of the Lord. But notice that I love the parallel thoughts here. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me. So I think this is a beautiful thing to see the God of the universe incline Himself to us. It's so amazing. I heard yesterday somebody say it's easy for us to make a lot of the goodness of God. What about the godness of God? the godness, the majestic splendor of who God is. So even in our faintest sigh, He inclines to us. And He inclined to me. He brought me up out of the horrible pit. Okay, if you're in a pit, we'll just call this like a first century or before first century cistern. This is maybe a pit that's muddy at the bottom. Can't hear anything else that's going out. All you know is you're in trouble. You can't get out of the miry clay. That thing, the longer you're there, the deeper you are. It's just like sin. And He set my feet upon a rock. So as deep as we were in sin, we are in righteousness in Christ. So we've had the robe of righteousness replace the depth of our sin. And so this psalm is just full of adoration. Many will see it and fear, verse 3. That's what we're praying for. May many see the godness of God, the majesty of God. See it. Even see our praise and fear. Fear, trust the Lord, reverence the Lord. So I'll read this back and then we can pray. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of this miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done. And your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.